So our first reading today from Isaiah talks about a great feast on a mountain. So Isaiah was referring to Zion, which is a symbol of the heavenly Jerusalem. This great feast is a foreshadowing of the wedding feast of the Lamb, where the Lamb is Jesus, which we can read about in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation. And when the end of the world has come, and those chosen will sit with the Lord in heaven at the wedding feast of the Lamb. So as we look at the parable in today's gospel, we need to keep in mind that the wedding feast that Jesus is referring to is the wedding feast of the Lamb. Jesus puts the parable in terms that the chief priests and the elders and all the Jews will understand. So it was normal for the Jews to send out invitations to a wedding without specifying a date of the wedding. Now, if a king was sending out the invitations, not only did he send out the invitations, but he also set out a wedding garment. So when everything is finally prepared, the servants are sent out telling the invited guests that of the exact date and time of the wedding. So a wise guest would have kept the wedding garment clean, pressed, and ready to go at a moment's notice. Those not so wise, well, they may have worn those wedding garments maybe to another occasion, and it was soiled and maybe even torn, and they didn't clean and mend them. They just were not prepared. In the 14th chapter of John's Gospel, Jesus tells his disciples that he was going to prepare a room for them in his Father's house, and that there are many rooms in his Father's house. So in Jesus' day, the bridegroom would actually add on to his Father's house, and that's where his bride and him would live. But the bridegroom's father, being a father, was going to be pretty specific about what this room was going to look like. It wasn't going to be shabby, and so it wasn't until the bridegroom got the approval of his father, there was going to be no wedding. So the time of the wedding was up in the air. But the bridegroom is maybe building the room himself, or maybe he's overseeing others that are doing it, or maybe helping them. So he would always know about what the status of the construction would be. And so he would leak that information out to his bride and maybe some of his best friends. So when the bridegroom finally gets the approval of his father, then he's going to go and get his bride. And so when's he going to do that? Well, he's going to do it after sunset, when it's dark, to go get his bride. You know, guys really don't know what romantic is, but that's a different story. So the best man would go ahead of him, maybe a street or two, telling the people that the bridegroom is coming. So you could picture this guy, it's dark, and he's walking down the streets, and he's yelling to the people, "The bridegroom's coming! The bridegroom's coming! Get prepared!" And so if we can remember the 25th chapter of Matthew's gospel, he talks about the wise and foolish virgins. So the wise virgins had prepared their lamps and had enough oil to make it the whole way to the wedding in the dark. But the foolish virgins were not prepared. They didn't have enough oil for the lamps, and they never made it to the wedding. So our Heavenly Father, God, has invited us to the wedding feast of the Lamb, which is His only begotten Son, Jesus. He sent out the invitations to all of us. Did you get your invitation? Maybe some of us didn't get the invitation. God the Father, he didn't send it through the mail. No, he hung it on the cross. He hung it on the cross for all of us to see. So God is really a king, and so he sent out a wedding garment with the invitations. Our souls are our wedding garments. So will they be clean and pristine so as to be invited into the wedding? Or will they be soiled and torn and we would be turned away? We make that choice. God gave us his free will. You know, and sometimes we're just so busy worrying and caring about today that we forget to think about tomorrow, about the ultimate end to our lives. So we have to think, does your plan include being invited into the wedding feast of the Lamb? So not having a plan is like having a plan to fail. So now is the time to become a saint. Now is the time to teach our children and our friends how to become saints. Are we praying, fasting, and giving alms? Are we feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, caring for the unborn, widows and orphans, visiting the sick, and honoring our parents? So if the Lord should call us home today, will our wedding garments, our souls, be clean and untarnished so we will be accepted into the wedding feast of the Lamb?